By the first week of September, Baker was expanding his operations north and west to cities like Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, and Cincinnati. He spent so much time in New York, he set up a permanent office in Lower Manhattan's Astor House, a luxury hotel at 12 Vesey Street. Seward ordered him to track correspondence running through Alexandria, Virginia, and sent him letters that State Department clerks had opened to track down and arrest their writers. Baker also set up surveillance to catch contraband smugglers. At a wharf near Washington's 7th Street, he spotted a springy gangplank bowed down unusually as a small, tastefully dressed woman walked up it to a steamboat. She had 40 pounds of sewing silk hidden under her dress to take south. Seward kept Baker on a tight leash, demanding proof from him when suspects claimed they had been wrongly arrested, or ordering him to release others he rounded up on thin evidence if they swore allegiance to the United States. Baker moved his wife, Jenny, from Philadelphia to a comfortable Washington townhouse at 286 G Street. By the fall, he was rarely home, telegraphing her occasionally that he was on the road making important arrests. As raw days of winter set in, Baker was spending much of his time in Maryland, which continued to bubble with talk of armed uprisings, particularly in the countryside, where the federal troop presence was thin. He joined Pinkerton in the Union's covert war there, attacking clandestine pipelines that carried mail and merchandise to the South. Baker's partner in cleaning out secessionists in southern Maryland soon became a dynamic division commander under McClellan named Joseph Hooker. In the region's five counties, only a dozen people had voted for Lincoln, and many of them had since been harassed into fleeing. Dangerously close to the federal capital, southern Maryland had become a smuggler's haven, with rebel courier routes running through it and contraband ships launched from many spots along the Potomac River's eastern shore. Hooker lent Baker a detachment of three 100-man companies from the 3rd Indiana Cavalry Regiment, which since late October had been raiding suspect residences in the region with mixed results.